Hey, it's Maggie. I can't get to my phone right now. You know what to do.
Dude, Maggie, I have something to tell you. You gotta call me back.
I don't have to ball as hard on a budget.
Writing a review goes a huge way for small businesses.
So I just like really appreciate like all the small business owners because you're doing your craft and you're kicking ass at it.
For the most part, people that own a small business are a one-man show and they are doing everything.
You made that person's day by buying something from them.
Somebody out there is going to resonate with you. There's space for everybody.
Hey, it's Maggie.
And Tia.
And this is
Call Your BFF.
Happy small business. What flavor is that?
It is cherry cola Olipop.
Ooh,
is Olipop a small business?
Maybe. You may be wondering why we're asking that question.
Just kidding. It's a $1 million company, but
not sponsored. But happy small business week at the end of the week. We love a good small business.
Whoop whoop. National Small Business Week is officially April 28th through May 4th. So we figured we'd
shout it out.
Do a little small business episode.
Because we love a good small
chat all things business. Small business.
Which honestly, now that like we're like adults and we kind of make money now, I try to go more small business than like big corporate as much as possible.
Yeah, I do too. And I think like one of the big things with small business, I know when I think small business, I think sometimes like boutique or I think like farmer's market, pop-up shop. Like, oh, I'm a sucker. We were in California 2 weeks ago. I didn't have my wallet and it's a good thing I didn't. But there were a few that I like grabbed their business cards, but everything. Yeah. I'm like, do you guys have a website? Do you ship to Chicago? Like, I can't bring all this stuff back with me. This one guy we're talking about small businesses. I'm going to talk about this guy and I don't even remember what his thing was. Oh, I took a picture of it. Let me go back. Because I took a picture and they need the recognition. This is what we get for being on the whim.
But we were slightly prepared. And as you're looking too, technically our podcast is the smallest of the business because we don't make money.
Yeah.
So we're super small.
I don't even know how we're a business.
We're trying. Well, as you're still looking too, I was just thinking about this. I have worn something since 2016 that's technically a small business. And it's the bracelet that I wear. I bought this.
I cannot believe that you've had that on
I know
that
it's
long.
Impressive. Brady tells me it's disgusting, but I'm like, I don't care. It is from when I went to Costa Rica and this man was just making them on the side of the road. And it was $5.
That's amazing.
And it has stayed in such good shape. It's a part of my body now. I only take it off for like special occasions where like a friendship bracelet doesn't match the vibe. So I can slip it on and off my wrist. But that's like my OG small business.
That's your OG small business.
Random man in Costa Rica who's probably still doing his thing.
I love it. Okay, I found I found my guy. It's called, I think it's Ki Aloha. K-E-A-L-L-O-H-A. Essence. They have an Instagram. It doesn't look like they have a website, but they make, how do I describe them? Like salt.
Ki Aloha Essence.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Hawaiian scented crystals.
Ooh.
And so it's like these fragrances, but it's like, they look like they're like salt things. And then he was showing me in the display, like you just leave them out in your house on like a cute little, like a pot or something, or like a little plate. And the scent lasts, I think he said it was like 8 weeks if it's just sitting out in your
That's
house.
Cool.
Otherwise, you can put them in like a little mesh thing and you can put them in your
like
drawers.
Cooler.
Yeah, your closet. But they smelled so good. And I was like, do you ship to Chicago?
What did he say?
He said, yeah.
Oh, shit. Nice.
But I'm going to get some because they smell so good.
How much are they?
$5 a bag or $20 for 5 bags.
That's not bad.
And like a whole bag, if you were to divide that up, like I was like, this is so much nicer than just like a candle.
Yes. And more like natural.
Very cool small business. But I forgot where I was going with that. But I think, just like walking around the farmer's market in California and there's so much, you can tell how much like passion is behind like so much of small business owners and especially the ones that are like crafts where it's like hand painted or in this case like hand scented. Mm-hmm. Where you know, and not to speak to this guy, but like, you know, a business like that has like the dad's at home, like with his kids, and his kids are helping him and they're learning stuff along the way. And like, that's huge to be able to like support like a family or like a community like that. And it's like, that's when like, you kind of don't even think, it's like, oh, what a pretty thing. It might be quote unquote expensive, but it's like, oh, I'm doing more good. Like knowing that this $25 is going to something meaningful.
Well, I think it's like super cool. I, as I've gotten older, love seeing people do things that they are so passionate about and are amazing at. And a lot of that mm-hmm. like is reflected into like small business work when it comes like the crafting types of things, or like people who like tie-dye t-shirts like in such intricate and amazing ways, and like people who actually literally like every birthday gift, if like I don't have something in mind, like I'm looking on Etsy, because like that mm-hmm. is like so many different like small business owners like across the board, and it's so fun just to see what people are creating and what they're good at. And just like, I don't know, just random stuff, like for Brady's birthday I bought from this person who makes embossers, which is like the stamps, like paper imprints, and I got him one because he has been building his book library, and it was the perfect gift, and it was supporting a small business where I was like, let's go.
Right. I love it. Like all that crafty stuff is just so fun. And you know, mm-hmm. I think like being like a crafty person yourself too, it's like, you know how much effort goes into that kind of stuff. So it's like, you kind of feel that. Like I mm-hmm. gifted you guys handmade gifts for Christmas, and it's like, I know giving it to you, it's like there was so much more put into this than just like a swipe of a card, really. Yep. And that's how I feel when I buy stuff like that.
Yes. Me too.
Which I actually bought mittens similar to ones that I made for you guys, but they were at like a church, one of those like Christmas holiday shops.
Oh, yeah.
This like little old woman who took Goodwill men's sweaters and remade them into mittens.
Cool.
Same thing. They were probably $60. And like, can I find mittens on Amazon for cheaper?
Yes.
100%. But I've had them now for like 12 years, and they're the warmest things I've ever had.
That's amazing. Worth it. I also love like how personalized it really feels like when we buy. I'm like a small business too, and it's just like, I don't feel like just a number. Or like,
oh yeah,
who is actually making the pair of leggings that I've bought off of Amazon that are like the Lululemon dupes? Like, where is that coming from? Why is it so cheap? Like, that like has gone through my mind so much, where now like I don't have to ball as hard on a budget. Like, I have more wiggle room with like, I can buy a small business versus like the Amazon dupe that's like $10. Like, I think that's cool that we can do that now.
I think that's a good, like, that kind of leads into a lot of times people that are in like a financial situation when they can't afford to or they want to, there's still a lot that you can do to support them if you're not necessarily like buying from them.
True.
And I know I did like a post about this on my marketing page around the holidays, but
look at you citing yourself.
Look at me citing my sources.
No plagiarism today.
No plagiarism. But it was like, writing a review goes a huge way for small businesses.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And being able to have like just a small testimonial or testament to how great their product is. Like, they can use that in so many ways to put themselves out there.
Yes.
And you, I mean, I know most of the time that it does revolve around like buying something, but even if you go into a boutique or you stop by somebody at a crafts thing, like, and you have a way to write a review or even sending them an email, like, that's huge. To send them an email and say like, hey, I stopped by your booth, you know, I wasn't in the financial space to buy anything, but I love what you have, and you know, I sent it to my friends or something like that. Like, that just goes a long way. Again, like, my second tip was referring friends and family, following them on social media and engaging with their posts, which Tia always does to me.
Oh my God.
She's like, well, she's like, I just found this small business. And then she sends me their Instagram, and then I follow it. And so now I'm liking all these people.
And then there's even like Kahoot. I didn't even know you were doing stuff for, and I found them, and I was like, Maggie, like, this place is so cool. And you're like, yeah, I made that.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yes. So I help a small business that's out of Salt Lake City, and they're just one standing gift shop that my former boss owns. And it's like, it's a card shop, which, fun fact, it's like, I think it's the biggest independent card shop, like, west of the Mississippi.
Oh my gosh.
And it's one of the last like 10 independent card shops in the United States.
Oh my gosh.
And meaning like it's not a Hallmark and it's not a like paper greetings store. So they're independently owned. So it, like that's such a cool statistic.
Yes. I can't wait for their website to come out.
Yes, coming soon. But they have cards and gifts and they have like an adult section in the back and funny like touristy stuff. But it's a small business when it comes down to it. And they supply from other small businesses. So they have like this one girl. It's called Crimson and Clover.
Okay.
She's the one that does the dick appointment bag.
That one's funny.
But she has like funny cards and stuff like that. So like they buy from her, who's just like an online like Etsy seller, and they sell it in store. So you're like, you're supporting so much there.
Yes. That's like even like my coworker Ashley, who has Ink and Splash, and she creates like her own watercolor like stickers and cards and calendars. Actually, I have her calendar.
Ta-da.
But I love it too, because even like in the Green Bay area, I like every coffee shop you can find her cards there. And like my therapist actually on her water bottle had one of my coworker stickers on it, and I was like, I know where you got that sticker from. And like it was just so funny too, because I was like, it's just so cool to see like all these small business owners and like how hard they work and just seeing it out in the real world, where I think like there's just so many more people who are like, fuck the one percenters. Let's like help out all the people who are busting their asses, trying really hard and just doing something that they have so much passion for.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
It is. And it's, I think there's an unfortunate side to it where there always is that cheaper option and you firm believer of you get what you pay for.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have this like trend of fast fashion now, and you can go get a shirt for $12 on Shein, but like you could also go to a boutique and get like a hand sewn piece of clothing that's like
beautiful,
and it's probably gonna last a lot longer. It's not gonna pill, it's not gonna stretch, it's not gonna fade. Like, I don't know, there's definitely like certain things that like you'd have to be willing to invest a little bit more. But like, to your point, then it's like every time you wear it, and I've had this with like a few small boutiques of people like, that's so cute, where'd you get that? I'm like, oh, I found it at a farmer's market in Hawaii.
And that's even like, I have like during COVID, Shannon, I don't know her new last name, but Carol, she was like on the soccer team. She was like hand knitting sweaters, and I bought a sweater from her. And like every time I wear it, everyone's like, oh my gosh, like that looks so warm, it's so cute, like where'd you get that? And I was like, my ex-teammate made it for me. Like, I think it's just so fun to like hype people up that like do those things. And I think with social media, small businesses have been able to just boom so much more, just because everything travels so fastly. Like, even I think about our podcast, which wasn't really truly a small business, but like for how often we hear people saying like, oh, we saw
it's
like
a sector of my small business.
It's a hub. We're a hub.
It's a hub.
But it's so cool like how fast things can spread. Also scary, but for small business purposes, like that's huge, because there's so many times, even like the show Shark Tank, that there's things that are go on there where they're like, oh, like we're not giving you a deal because we think your business is stupid. Okay, just being on Shark Tank, being a small business and getting your name out there, you're get like people are gonna buy your stuff. And I think if you can think of something niche and creative that people are probably gonna wanna have, which there's so many different people and unique interests out there that literally whatever you're passionate in, you're going to be able to make a small business and you're going to make money if you put in that time and effort. So I just like really appreciate like all the small business owners, because you're doing your craft and you're kicking ass at it.
And I think it's so cool too when you see a small business blow up. I mean, there's a lot of definition to small business, because like my old corporate job, we were technically a small business.
Really?
We had under, I think it was under 200 employees.
Okay.
But we were, I mean, it was a multi, I don't know the number, business.
Right.
But I'm talking about like I'm designing something and printing it at my home printer type small business type thing when we're speaking to this. But it's cool to see those small businesses grow and turn into a business that's like, oh my gosh, I have 5 employees. because I have so much that I need to get done.
Yes.
That reminded me of this girl that I found on TikTok. Her TikTok is Allie Rose Co.
Okay.
And she does, I think, like, mainly bookmarks.
Ooh.
But, like, she sells bookmarks.
Are they the corner ones?
They're, like, regular book ones. But she's got, I think she's got quite a bit now.
So I feel like I've been recently just following so many small businesses. So I'm like, you make cool stuff and I like to see it.
All those are cute.
So she's got, like, cute bookmarks, and the bookmarks go along with, like, the, like, it was like a holiday swatch. She's got, like, a Taylor Swift version.
Cute.
With, like, all the album colors. Oh, she does these little iced coffee things.
The sleevey things.
Yeah. I've, like, been following her for a while now, but I've seen a lot of her stuff just, like, blow up, and it just makes me so happy that she's on there like, look at this cute bookmark. I can't believe, like, thousands of you bought it. And it's like, you brought so much joy buying a $4 bookmark from somebody.
That's funny. How cool. It's just, like, really cool because you made that person's day by buying something from them.
Yeah, which I think is very special. And something I think that most people probably don't think about as much as, like, being a consumer.
Yeah.
And, like, you have that joy of, like, buying it and, like, feeling good about it. But I feel like there's – that joy is, like, tenfold on the small business side.
Yes.
When you have, like, a tent pitched at a farmer's market and you're like, oh, my God, that one girl that came by today and bought my bracelet, like, I'm so happy. I only had 3 customers type thing.
Nice.
When, like, somebody else would be like, oh, you've only had 3 people buy from you. Like, to them, it's more of a big deal.
One of my, like, favorite small business finds, I literally talk to Maggie about this place all the time.
Tia tells me about this girl, like, every week. Like, yes. She knows her personally.
I give constant updates about, like, her opening her business, but...
Like, did you see her recent Instagram post?
I just love her. And I met her in person. So Brady and I last summer went to the Madison Farmers Market, which I've never been to. So I didn't really know what to expect. I've always heard such amazing things. And most farmers markets I've been to are more of, like, the food. Just because, like, I live in a smaller area. That just tends to be what's there. But in Madison, they have one section of it that's all, like, craft, decor, just, like, trinkety type things. And we know I have a very vulgar vocabulary, so, like, obviously this caught my eye. But the business is called Every Bitch Needs a Scrunchie. And for those that know me, vulgar is one thing. And two, I love a scrunchie. I always have a scrunchie. I actually don't have one right now, which is weird. But
but every other time.
Every other time. Caught me at a bad time. It's because we weren't prepared today for small business because I would have had my scrunchie.
Yeah.
But she had the cutest scrunchies, had a lot of, like, mental health awareness stuff, which we know, like, I also, like, jive with so hard being a therapist. And she, like, went to school for social work. Like, I know this girl's whole life story, basically, just from, like, her website and her Instagram. But, like, I think it's this week or next week she's opening her very first storefront and is, like, going to be open all the time. And I'm like, yes, you go. Her name's also Mackenzie. So I'm like, you go, girl. This is so exciting. Where I'm like, I want to go to opening day.
Well, I want to go to opening day.
I know. I'm stoked for her.
What day is it?
It's soon. Let me pull it up. I screenshotted it.
Let's go.
Because I was like,
let's go.
I'm so excited. The grand opening of Every Bitch Needs a Scrunchie, April 28th. Wait, is that during Small Business Week?
It's Small Business Week.
It's a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
If you're listening to this podcast and you live in Wisconsin or any of the surrounding states and you're willing to drive, you got to go see Every Bitch Needs a Scrunchie.
April 28th.
Because we love her. She doesn't know us. We don't know her, but she's great.
I met her once and she was so nice. Yeah. But she also, and all the scrunchies, she does, like, sweatshirts. She does, like, glass tumblers and, like, banners, like, mental health, like, things on it. Like, super fun. And, like, I don't know about hers, but kind of going back to Ink and Splash with my coworker Ashley, part of their proceeds go to, like, mental health awareness, too. So, like, I feel like a lot of small businesses are more vocal about what they put their money into and, like, bring back to the community. Whereas some,
absolutely,
like, larger corporates, I don't know if they do that. Some maybe, but they don't talk about it. Or if they do, it's, like,
yeah,
1%. Which is, like,
can't confirm. It's not always as it seems.
Right.
Small businesses are much better at
authenticity,
that kind of stuff. Authenticity and actually doing things for other people.
Yes.
There's always not always. There's most of the time a what's in it for me for most larger businesses.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Dang, now I want to go to her store opening.
Even
is she opening in Madison?
Yeah, it's in Madison. I don't know exactly where. She's on Instagram, though, y'all, so go look her up. But
yeah,
I'm very...
We'll have to send her a DM to tell her that we chatted about her. Yes. And we unsolicitedly marketed her.
Honestly.
Sorry.
You're so cute. I'm your biggest fan. That is cute. I've been rooting for you. Yeah, I love a good small business. I love seeing like people like do their thing and grow. I know recently, because I'm trying to get back into the coffee drinking world, I've been trying to find like
more. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I've arrived.
We've been waiting.
It's been a long, almost 2 years of no coffee. But I have been trying to go to like more smaller businesses, like not Starbucks, not Dunkin', even though like I do love Dunkin' Donut coffee. Like that's my favorite, like chained coffee. But I've been trying like different coffee shops and like trying to do that too, because that's also small business.
I have also been trying to do that because Starbucks is expensive.
Yes.
But same thing. And there's something about the vibe of like a small coffee shop that's just so much more comforting to me. And like again, like you kind of walk in there and they greet you. It's like a totally different way. And like, and then you see them turn around and talk to the person in the kitchen.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in just like small town. Yes.
We need more of that in this world.
Yeah. And it makes me sad that there's a struggle to keep so much of that intact.
Yes.
Because of how expensive everything that goes into running a small business can be, to have a brick and mortar, to have a standalone coffee shop, to do something like that. Like there's so much investment in that. Yes. That's hard. And there's a lot of loans and there's a lot of stuff that you can do. But then it's like people complain. It's like, oh, well, you know, people say Starbucks is expensive, but this little coffee shop is, you know, $8 for a mocha. It's like, yeah, but that person that's working works 70 hours a week because they can't afford to keep an employee here, or it's just them and their sibling or something. Right.
I think that's like, well, there's a lot of heartbreaking things about COVID, but like during COVID, like so many small businesses went under because no one was going anywhere. No one was spending anything. Or if they were, they were ordering off of Amazon. They were ordering like in-store pickup from Walmart and like doing all these different things. So like that, I just get so upset with like how there's the one percenters that have like a plethora of money. And then there's so many people who are busting their ass, working so hard just to survive. Like if I can like every once in a while go to a coffee shop that isn't a big name, I'm going to do that, because I'd rather support people who are busting their ass than someone who's sitting behind a desk just saying like, bitches do my work. I'm going to go be here out in Bora Bora in like a hut on the ocean for like a month, having a butler, just living my best life. Like, I can't even imagine that. Like, I would feel so guilty.
It's comforting seeing where your money's going.
Yeah.
Or knowing that it's going to something greater.
Yes.
For sure. Especially like you said with like the giving back to charity and stuff. It's like the small businesses are always the first ones that are a part of every like fundraiser for youth baseball, you know?
Yeah.
Or Culver's. Culver's does that too.
Yeah, they do. That was even like my dad the other day was saying that like a boy from like our hometown's baseball team like actually went to the door and was selling like the coupon cards. And my dad's like, we're never going to use it. But also like kids don't really do that very often anymore. Like come door to door and do that. He's like, the effort that this kid put in, heck yeah, I'm going to support this team. Like go you for like coming up here and like doing that. Like, my parents were always, like, really good, like, growing up about, like, us doing that. Or, like, Girl Scouts. Like, one of my coworkers' daughters, like, was selling Girl Scout cookies. So I bought 2 boxes, even though I really don't need to eat Girl Scout cookies. Like, the entrepreneurship that's teaching and, like, I don't know. I think it's just really cool that there's those little moments like that where it's, like, $5 to $10 to $20 to $50 here and there. Like, yes, that adds up. But also, it just feels better, you know?
Yeah. And I think like adding to your like 1% thing too, there's a lot of room in the small business. Like I could probably name 10 small businesses that I know of that all do t-shirts.
Yeah.
Similar sayings, similar look, the same exact like brand shirt, just like their own vibe. But there, I guess, like, there's room for competition in that space because you and me are drawn to different people for different reasons.
Right.
I don't know. There's space for every one of those to be like unique in their own way, because, you know, somebody like Mackenzie, who we found online, with Stay Another Day. It was like we were reading through her stuff. She's a mental health advocate, an ex-athlete who had a career-ending injury. Mm-hmm. And it was like we immediately, had an immediate like, oh my gosh, I can totally relate to this girl. Mm-hmm. And like that relation there is like why it's like, oh, this is like a business that I'm really passionate about supporting. Same with like, there's like designers and people that I just feel like I connect with because I share a similar like pipeline or story or something to them. You're attracted to other people's energies, stories. And I think that's like what makes every small business unique and why there's so much space out there to have so many of them, whether there's somebody four towns away doing the exact same thing as you, somebody out there is going to resonate with you. And, you know, there's space for everybody.
But even like when I think about Instagram now for me, I follow way more like small businesses, like independent photographers. Like I follow an obnoxious amount of like wedding photographers. Everybody who knows me knows I do not have a ring on my finger, and that's future Tia. But I just like love seeing people like do their craft and like the different types of photos people take. Like it's not hard to take a picture. I mean, I would not do well as a wedding photographer. Not saying anyone and everyone can do it. And it's so cool to see like how people's styles and like their personality really play into like the photography that they take. Like Carly, who took Brady and I's pictures, like she just started her photography business last year.
Yeah, we got to give her a shout out.
I got to think of
her stuff's awesome.
Her stuff is so cute.
And I think with like the photography too and like that art is same thing. It's like you find somebody that you're immediately drawn to or come across. And then it's like at a certain point too, when you're offered, like you reach out about getting their services or something, it's like sometimes you don't even bat an eye because you're already like, oh yeah, no, like we're friends.
Yes. Okay. So hers is Carly Stop Photo, but stop is with two P's.
Check them out.
Check her.
She's in
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her stuff was awesome.
Yeah, they're so cute. And all like she has a lot of like families and she's finding her niche, which is super fun. But it's cool to see people grow. And I just love that shit, like people growing in their craft.
It would just interest me to see if we were to take all of the Amazons and make them go away.
Right.
How would the world or the country's wealth be divided up if we were then promoting our own communities and stuff?
Every large corporate business now at one point started as a small business, which is fair. So I guess like,
true.
Okay, one percenters, I see you and I hear you and I still don't like you. So there's that.
Some of the decisions that they made along the way. But there are also other big corporations that maybe I don't know enough about them, but somebody like Patagonia, huge business, but they still have like kind of a small business mentality and they do so much for their communities. And I hope that they treat their employees properly. Please.
It is like, I guess, interesting to think about how everywhere had to start as a small thing and it just grew how it grew. You know, I don't know if I like that. I mean, it makes logical sense. It makes so much sense.
It's wild.
But I think of like Amazon and Starbucks and I can't picture what that looked like as a small business, because I think those businesses were probably created before we were born. And maybe that's why it feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And techie. Because for some businesses at a certain point you hit I'm going back to the girl with the, okay, so here's another small business one. Her name is Elise Brienne Design. And she does hand-drawn laptop sleeves, like all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah, I have the laptop sleeve and the iPad one, but like a lot of different like print stuff. But she hand-draws all of it and then transfers it digitally. And so she's still technically a small business, but she has a storefront. That means that she has to have employees, I'm assuming. At some point, her business is going to get to a point where she's no longer going to be a quote-unquote small business. And what decisions are made there to then, are you producing then overseas? Are you hiring other people to do your design work? Like, there's a whole shift that happens there. And if you want to stay a small business forever and quote unquote suffer the consequences of that, it's like, for some people that might be enough of like, hey, I'm making $200,000 a year running this small business. And yeah, it might be stressful, but like, I'm making enough to like do what I love. Or is it, I need to invest in this business for my future, for my kids' future, for whatever other reason. So there's obviously pivotal moments in businesses like
make
that,
or break the business,
you know, make that transition. But I think especially like our parents' generation and maybe even our grandparents' generation, there were so many, like on my mom's side of the family, we have my mom's cousin owns a bar down in Peoria. And like, it's been in the family for, I want to say 3 generations now.
It is.
Like, how cool is that? Like, it's like a, it's a, just a family owned bar. And we had another family member in Chicago that owned a bar and they've recently sold it and stuff, but stuff like that. It's like, do you want to own one or do you want to franchise and now have 7 of them in a location? You're not a small business anymore.
But I do not envy any of those people, like small business owners that like are trying to make those decisions. No. That sounds really tough. And like business shit doesn't compute in my head. So I think that's also
ironically
like, major kudos to the business people because I'll just buy your things.
Cannot comprehend. I ironically posted this morning, Taylor Swift's album came out today, the day that we're recording. And her song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yeah,
so
I haven't
funny.
Listened to it yet.
Gotta listen to it if you haven't already. But one of the lyrics is, I cry a lot, but I am so productive.
Yeah.
It's an art. And I posted it with the thing, what's it like owning your own business?
Yeah.
I cry a lot, but I'm so productive. It's an art. And I felt like I was just being funny. But that's so true. And I think like, especially me working on like the marketing side and helping other small businesses, that might be one thing that some people just completely overlook is like, for the most part, people that own a small business are a one-man show and they are doing everything. They are making the product. They are organizing all the people that need to be involved in making that product, whether they're like having to print somewhere, they're
all the calls,
talking to the customers, they're doing the invoicing, they're doing the payments, they're maybe they're trying to DIY their website. They're posting on social media, and then you get to a point where they reach out to somebody like me, and they're like, my website's shit. I don't know what I'm doing on
Instagram.
You're
like step one through a million.
Yeah, and then, I'm step 1 through 7. But there's a lot of people out there that do all of that by themselves, and I give them mad props because even myself going and helping a business do that, however small they may be, it's like, that's a lot of hard work. And like, it might look easy, but the people that
just
do
like
it all by themselves.
The self-taughtness. That's not a word. But like how much they have to like teach themselves all these different things. Like that is true passion and dedication.
Yeah. It's every aspect of business. And you think about like a business degree and that could be finance, accounting, marketing, graphic design.
There's probably 20 million more.
Video editing. Like there's so many things. Specific niches that like this person is now learning 10 different things just to like start.
And it's probably so much trial and error.
Lots of resources and stuff out there that makes it a little bit easier, but
it is so crazy.
Still, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's, I think the hardest part is like maintaining that like drive and that motivation to keep going, even when you're like, oh my God, I started my Etsy and only one person bought it and I'm not getting any views and I don't know how to run ads and stuff like that. It's like,
it's overwhelming, which is why we support you.
Which is why we support you. Yes. And if we had more money, we'd support all of you. So what are your biggest, like, I would rather, or I'm going to like try my hardest to support a small business over something else, like in like your day to day or around holidays or something.
I think it's normally gifts, honestly. Like, I also love trinkety shit. I hate calling it shit because I think it's really cool shit. But, like, trinkety or just, like, things that, like, I know someone's going to have, like, oh my gosh, this is so thoughtful. Because I just, like, when it's handcrafted, handmade, and, like, all these things, it just feels so much more, like, oh, so you put in so much time and thought into this, which I truly do. Even like when I used to do like Amazon and stuff, like I spend way too long picking things out. But I think for me now, like when money is tight, it is like liking the videos. It is like, because I love my Instagram reels. It's like sending reels to people.
Yeah, a follow, email subscribe, a review, a like reposting a picture, like that all goes such a long way. Like you're introducing one person's like business to your entire audience and following. So,
and one of my like favorite things too about small businesses is oftentimes they write you a cute note.
Yeah, I love that.
Or give you extra stickers or like little things like that where I'm like, this is so cute. Like I think about like, actually, one of the very first things I bought off of Etsy, and I wish I knew this lady's name, but I bought my dog Zen Garden for my therapy office, and she lives in Texas, is a Reiki therapist, and we like back and forth chatted like for a day, just like about random stuff, and she was so cool, and I was like, I'm meeting so many cool people just by like small businesses.
It's so, it's heartwarming.
It is.
Well, that's a wrap on our small business chit chat, I guess. Not really anything structured. Go support your friends or your strangers that will become friends.
That I pretend are my friends.
Support your local hole in the wall Mexican restaurants, because those places are the best.
They are also small business too.
Also small businesses with the best tacos you'll ever eat.
Amen.